Push the crown of the head up towards the ceiling. Start settling in. Go ahead and take a really, really deep breath in. Retain the breath below the navel. And now exhale. And one more time, super deep breath in. Retain the breath below the navel. And exhale, extending out the exhale. And one more time for good measure. Super deep breath in. Retain the breath below the navel. And exhale. Extending out the exhale. Okay. So bring up this negative schema, this negative belief about self, other, and world. See how there is a part of you, for a part of you, this is an absolute truth. It's not for all of you, but for a part of you. And then say out loud a statement that really captures this belief or schema. And this will be evocative. Okay. And now just one more time, notice the ways that this belief brings about negative symptoms or brings about negative parts, activations in your life. Just notice that. See how holding this belief brings about kind of negative outward behaviors, negative internal states. Just see that clearly. And you should know that this effect would be the same for anybody. Nothing weird about you. Okay. And so now, say the statement out loud one more time that evokes this negative belief. Okay. And now you learned this somewhere. This didn't come from nowhere. You most surely had experiences in childhood, adolescence, adulthood that taught you this lesson about self, other, and world. So go ahead and now float back to a memory, to a scene where this negative lesson was reinforced. And to be clear, this is a very important point. It does not have to be a real memory or a real scene that actually happened. It can be like an amalgamated composite scene of the kind of stuff that would happen that taught you this negative lesson or about self, other, and world. Okay, so see yourself there. Notice how old are you in the scene? Where are you at? Who are you with? And then, very especially, what are the thoughts and feelings that come up in the scene? To be clear, if it's like an actual traumatic scene, you don't have to, we're not trying to relive it directly, but just have a sense as to what the thoughts and feelings were. And now this is very, very important. I really want you to see this. See how this experience marked you. See how, in fact, you did pick up this negative lesson that was apparently on offer at the time. It marked you. And then this way that you learned this lesson had a negative impact on the rest of your life. Just see that clearly. See how it's just cause and effect. It's like, ah, yeah, I learned this crappy lesson. It had a negative impact. See that clearly. The lesson reverberated through the rest of your life. And also, I want you to see how, very, very important, anybody would be affected the same way that you were. There's nothing kind of especially terrible or bad about you for having learned this crappy lesson. Anybody would have learned the same lesson. Once again, it's just cause and effect. Just conditioning. Okay, and now, so you're still there in the scene, in this old crappy scene, and now the perfect nurturers come in. These are parent-like figures, they're perfectly suited to you in every way, they're not based on your actual parents. So these perfect nurturers, these are kind of imaginal parent-like figures, come into the scene and remove you from the scene. And now you are totally safe with them. And now this is really important. They really get what it was like to go through this. They see that. They know what you've been through. They see how confusing this was. They see how upsetting this was. They lean in, they tilt the head. It's really clear that they get it. And now you go ahead and express, give voice to what is most unfinished about this for you. Do that now. Tell them. They're going to listen. Remember, Really take that in. Keep giving voice to what is most unfinished around this old negative scene. And the perfect nurturers really get it. They're paying it very sweet attention to you. They sweetly nod the head. That's right, sure. They tell you, yeah, anybody would view it that way. There's nothing wrong with you. Of course you view it that way. This was a difficult situation for you to be in. Now keep developing the scene. And keep giving voice to what is most unfinished. Also explain to the perfect nurturers the negative ways in which this negative learning impacted you later on in life. See how this set you up for things not going as well as they could have gone. Explain that to them. One more time, explain to them the negative impact that this had on your life. And they see the suffering there. There's real suffering. They attune to you and they give you physical affection. Maybe they hold your hand. Maybe they rock you, sway you. Maybe they hold you by the upper arm. Maybe they have drape the arm and the hands across your shoulders. Keep developing the scene. Now keep going. That's right. Keep developing the scene. And one more time, give voice to what is most unfinished about all this. And then now see how they really get it. And they soothe you around that. Go ahead and do that now. Let them know the ways that this affected your life. Let them know about the ways that you felt compelled to cope with this. They see how you suffered, but they also let you know that's over now. You're with them. You won't have to go over it. You won't have to have these difficult experiences anymore. You're with them. All that's over. Now really take this in. They're not going to treat you this way. And now you're an adult and you can stand up for yourself. You know better now. Now really take that in. That's right. And now they tell you just the thing that you need to hear. The thing that's most corrective. Good. Good. Now what we're going to do is we're going to go back to the old scene and we're going to redo it. But this time, all the negative thing that did happen, that does not happen. Rather, something the positive opposite happens. Okay. So now go back to the old scene. And now you're with the perfect nurturers. And now something positive happens that teaches you the very opposite of the negative lesson that you had initially learned. So go ahead and develop that scene now. And it can be anything. Maybe you just go out and get ice cream, and you fly a kite with the perfect nurturers. Maybe you defend yourself, maybe you stand up for yourself, and it goes really, really well. Go ahead and develop the scene now. Keep going. Keep developing the scene. That's right. Keep going. Now start bringing this redo scene to an end, but really feel into it, like really make it kind of a somatic experience. Like feel into this. Like, oh yeah, this is good. This went well. And now see how this informs you as to your expectations in life. Okay. And now dissolve the scene. Now we're going to do something that's rather kind of strange. It might seem weird. We're going to switch back and forth and back and forth between the old negative belief and negative scene. And on the other hand, this new positive scene and new positive belief. So we're going to switch back and forth between the positive and the negative. And each time you switch back and forth, you make the positive even more compelling and strong. So go ahead and do that now. Switch back and forth and back and forth. Keep switching back and forth and back and forth. This helps with memory reconsolidation. That's right, keep going. Keep going. And now just stay with the positive belief and the positive scene. And now really reinforce it very, very strongly. making it a strong felt sense experience in the body. Keep feeling into that. Keep going. That's right. Really feel into that. Okay, good, good. And now, see how these experiences, see how like you now have a more positive view on life. You have more positive expectations of life. And now see your real adult life unfolding going forward. And see how it will be different now. See how your adult life, you expect it to conform with these positive expectations. Let's first start over in the social realm. So see yourself interacting with others. See how easy it is to connect. See how you attune to others. And others attune to you. You feel seen and known. Go ahead and see that now. See how others just naturally delight in you. And of course, you delight in them. So see that now. Now feel this delight in the body and in the mind. And even smile, and then feel that smile in the body. See how you're attuned with, you attune to others. You're delighted in, you delight in others. Really feel that in the body. That's right. And now also see how you have an impact on others. Others hold you in high regard. And you have the desired impact on others. See that clearly now. And now see how all of these experiences inform you as to your social sense of self. And also, given all the support, see how you can really go after what you deem important in life, that you can go after your explorations, make your plans, and accomplish what you want. Go ahead and do a very quick scene where you see all of that. So see yourself going after what you want in life with all this social support. That's right. Keep going. And now make a deep impression of that. See how this is what you expect from life. So now for about 15 seconds, just look back. What was this like? What did you learn? What are the take-home messages from this meditation? Okay, good, good. Count from five to one. When I get to one, you'll be awake and present in the room, settled in the experience. Five, four, three, two, one. Awake and present in the room, settled in the experience.